few things about Elysium that were good, including the fact that the rich weren't just whites.
No, I agree with that.
That's true.
I think two of the ruling council were black. The set of the shantytown looked good. I mean, it looked convincing.
Yep.
You could well believe there were lots of people crammed into that. And
also, definitely a mix of races in the shantytown.
Yes.
And interesting use of language. Like, there's a lot of Spanish spoken in the shantytown.
And in a sense, French. it was nice to see the overpopulated world trope come back into a film again. Because we haven't seen a lot of that for a while, I think. It used to be very popular.
Yep.
Soylent Green. And it was actually filmed partly in Mexico.
Logan's Run.
Yep, which you could see that it was filmed partly there.
Although that doesn't explain all the South African accents.
Well,
these days, if you
they
want
make good mercenaries, clearly. Go to South Africa for your mercenaries.
Yep. And I'm not sure about the Minister of Defence for the space station calling up land-based mercenaries to shoot down rockets and spaceships when they're near the space station.
That was exceedingly confusing, but that's okay.
I think it was simply because of the really, really appallingly badly organised political situation in Elysium. Look, you couldn't actually blow someone up from Elysium.
Because they had no guns there.
Yeah, I think.
I assumed at the time, which proved not to be the case because they didn't explore it, but I assumed that it was because that they could then blame someone on Earth rather than the people from Elysium from doing the shooting down.
Now, that would have been interesting.
It was a politically wise move to say, it's not us, it's you who are shooting down your own ships.
Yeah. Yes. That would make sense, but they didn't
but
do
they
that.
Didn't do it. But no. At the time, that's what I thought it was.
And, if you're talking about defending the space station, she's frustrated that they don't have weapons on the space station, which is really weird.
Well, basically, she just wants to keep everybody from Earth from ever getting to Elysium. She doesn't
have weapons.
She just wants them all dead, pretty much.
That's some pretty amazing weapons. The force fields are pretty cool.
Yeah.
The design was very good. The design of the space station was enjoyable. The design of the shuttles and
very
the
classic
exoskeletons
were good. Exoskeletons
were great. It was a beautifully designed, really well designed film.
Pity wasn't well written.
Yeah, but it was, and it had some couple of nice characters, not many, but they were okay, and some decent actors, and it made Oblivion.
It was so much better than Oblivion. But I liked the fact that it had a really interesting mix of people. It wasn't full of pretty looking American actors. There were some not very pretty looking people at all. It had a really interesting mix, and it was really, really grungy. It reminded me of that big debate between Deep Space Nine and Babylon 5, as in Babylon 5 had these really grungy areas that people lived in. It was much more real, whereas Deep Space Nine was always sterile. So it reminded me of that kind of difference between Hollywood movies and not Hollywood movies in terms of the level of grunge in it. So I enjoyed that.
Yeah, I think there are clearly signs of the director's time in South Africa and the setup.
Which may explain the presence of South African mercenaries.
I think it explains the metaphor of the large Bantustan and
the shanty towns
and the like.
Absolutely.
I mean, let's face it, the rich people, they just wall off a nice section of the earth and keep it clean and fortified. No. They wouldn't bother going up into space.
No, but space is pretty.
And it's risky.
And, it's true, but it's far away. It's elite. It's much more elite than just falling off.
I was surprised with no hints at all of any movement on the space station to try and help the people, still poor suffering people at Earth. Because generally, under those circumstances, I think a few people would feel that they should have some.
Well, they'll be deported. That's simple. They will be deported.
You would think. Maybe we just didn't see it.
The thing we didn't mention is it looks like all the policing on the planet's handled by robots or drones of some sort.
Yep.
Which is very curious.
Which is a really good plot point for the end of the movie, which we're not going to tell you anymore
which
about.
Which, again, although was strange, because it's not as if they didn't have the excess population to fulfill those sorts of menial roles. So
exactly.
Possibly. Because they might try and stay
sick. Well, they were also worried about being infected.
When I normally think about having robots running everything, I assume it's because you're in a situation where you've got a relatively small population being supported by a large robot army. And in this case, you've got really cheap manual labour floating around. I would have thought you'd go there.
Maybe you don't want to give arms to the cheap manual labour.
Perhaps.
For obvious reasons. Particularly if they can shoot down spaceships from the ground.
Amusing film. Lots of holes.